Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Oscar Grimes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Heath reaches second base with a double. Campbell moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Heath scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Trosky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball four. Keltner moves to third. Hale moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to home to get Keltner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a pop-up towards short. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Trosky reaches second base with a double. There goes Heath trying to get to home. Vosmick throws the ball in to Cronin, who relays the ball to Desodles, who tags Heath, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cronin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rollie Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Auker. Chapman goes all the way around to score. Hemsley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles strikes out. One out. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes misplays the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Dickman moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grimes moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 3 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 4 in the game. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.